Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump is resuming for the first time since the defense tried but failed to get the lead prosecutor disqualified for misconduct. Today's hearing turns back to arguments over whether the indictment against Trump should be dismissed on First Amendment grounds. The attorney argues that claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election were protected political speech. Preliminary investigations from the National Transportation Safety Board reveal that some hazardous material fell into the Patapsco River when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore 2 days ago. Emily Hofstadter of member station WYPR has the latest.
The bridge collapsed when the nearly 1,000-foot cargo ship Dali struck a pylon Tuesday morning. A National Transportation Safety Board investigator reports that the ship was carrying hazardous materials, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
He was able to identify 56 containers of hazardous materials. That's 764 tons of hazardous materials.
Homendy says some of those containers were breached, but NTSB officials don't know how much hazardous material ended up in the river. They say the wreckage and water conditions are too dangerous right now to begin recovery operations. For NPR News, I'm Emily Hofstadter in Baltimore.
The biggest Israeli city attacked by Hamas on October 7th is welcoming back residents. Here's NPR's Daniel Estrin.
Hamas attackers killed more than 50 people in Sderot at the start of the war. Almost all of the residents were evacuated to hotels across Israel. This month, most of the city returned, schools reopened, and the government is giving grants to returning residents. Israel's military campaign in Gaza means rocket fire onto the city is less frequent, but residents are still shaken, and soldiers are now guarding every school. Across the border, Israel is still not allowing Palestinians who fled North Gaza to return. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Tomorrow will mark a year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia. His mother, Ella Milman, says despite the harsh conditions of his detainment, her son is resilient.
He's standing there smiling, defiant, head is up high, and we are so proud of him, how he's handling the whole situation.
Gershkovich is the first journalist since the end of the Cold War to be detained by Russia on the charge of espionage. A Russian court recently extended the journalist's detention by 3 months. The founder of the collapsed crypto exchange FTX has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding investors. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted last year of stealing billions of dollars. U.S. stocks are trading higher. The Dow is up 12 points. You're listening to NPR News. For the first time in nearly 3 decades, the government's changing how it categorizes people by race and ethnicity in order to get a more accurate count. Those statistics are used to redraw voting maps and enforce civil rights protections. Future census forms and federal surveys are now set to include a new checkbox for Middle Eastern or North African, as well as a box for Hispanic or Latino. It is opening day for Major League Baseball with 26 teams in action. NPR's Tristan Plunkett reports it's a chance for fans to see some new faces in new places as the season gets fully underway.
Slugger Juan Soto, after being traded this offseason, is donning the pinstripes for the New York Yankees as they take on the Houston Astros. San Francisco Giants fans are also getting their first chance to see Gold Glove winner Matt Chapman, who signed with the team earlier this month. The Los Angeles Dodgers are back in action, including one of their newest arrivals, Shohei Ohtani. The man who signed a record $700 million contract this offseason has been mired in a recent gambling controversy. The Dodgers soft opened the season last week in South Korea, splitting a 2-game series with the San Diego Padres. And some fans will have to wait a bit longer to see their squads take the field. Mother Nature is forcing the New York Mets-Milwaukee Brewers matchup, as well as the Philadelphia Phillies-Atlanta Braves game, to be postponed to tomorrow. Tristan Plunkett, NPR News.
The U.S. economy posted solid growth in the final months of last year. The Commerce Department upgraded its previous GDP assessment from 3.2% to 3.4%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.